our awesome podcast with Holly and Adam and maybe a guest. We talk about things, we talk about stuff. We talk until we've had enough. Listen to our awesome podcast. All you have to do is not turn it off. The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
It's awesome.
The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Adam and Holly are awesome podcast. Yeah. I'm Adam.
I'm Holly.
We're awesome.
We are.
We're doing a podcast.
We are. Remember when I said this week that we should just, like, record everything that we do and then make it a podcast. Like, cut it all together and take out the boring stuff.
Yeah, which is...
It turns out I decided that was a bad idea.
Really? Just because you don't want to have to edit it.
Can you even imagine how much editing time that would be?
It would be a whole week because...
It would be, like, so much time. It would be, like, a whole Saturday just to cut out the stuff. Sometimes I say funny stuff while you're playing Fallout, and it's really good.
Right.
Or...
But it's out of context, then.
Yeah, I know. But sometimes it's not.
Mm-hmm. Tell me all the funny things you said.
Like, I probably said something funny about Downton Abbey and how Mr. Bates shouldn't kill people because it's bad for people to kill them.
Right.
That's probably something I said.
It's probably bad for people.
It is bad for people to kill them. Like, that's solidly...
I've been enjoying Downton Abbey, but apparently it's a soap opera.
It is a soap opera. It's like an evening soap opera. It's a nighttime soap opera.
Because, like, all the soap operas I've seen are all just, like, way the fuck out there.
Yeah, it's a tame soap opera. There's no, like, and then my cousin was also my mom. Or, like, my husband cheated on me with the cloned sister. Or weird stuff like that.
Is that a thing that happens?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yep. That's a thing that happens.
But how would he know?
He wouldn't. So, he probably did, though.
You think?
He probably did. She probably, like, turned left instead of right sometime. And he's like, she never turns left. Why would she turn left
I
here?
I don't know. What does that even mean?
I don't know what it means. That's probably what happened, and he knew about it.
Okay, fair enough. So I was going to tell, I was doing the dishes earlier, and
you
I said I had
the
a
dishes.
Theory.
Thank you for doing the dishes.
I had a
you
theory.
You didn't do all the dishes, though.
I know, I didn't.
You should
do more. I have to leave some there so I know that they're there.
Leave some there. You could just do them all. That'd be crazy.
So I had a theory about life.
You did. Is this a new theory that you just thought of, or is this one that you thought of before?
Well, this is one that I thought of a long time ago,
okay.
But I wanted to tell you about it.
Tell me about it.
So I was probably in college. So I had a theory that people, when you die, like as a person, you don't know that you're dead.
Yeah.
Right.
That's called death.
No, well, now what I mean is that this is a very selfish theory.
Yeah.
In that everyone who dies doesn't ever die. They just think, they think they're still alive, right?
What?
So.
This doesn't make any sense
this?
Already.
No, no,
were you high when you thought of this?
No.
Doesn't make it any sense. Please continue. I'm curious if you can bring it back in.
So let's do it in a multiverse.
Lean in.
We'll do it
we gotta
in a,
lean in.
We'll do it in a multiverse sort of way.
Okay.
So. The universe that you live in is the one where you are going to live forever.
Mm.
So everybody around you will die, but you won't because you're the center of your own universe.
What you're saying is you don't think you're ever going to die?
No. That, I mean, I don't believe that, but that was just a theory that I had.
You were hoping that was true for a while.
Yeah, but it's not.
It's not true.
No.
And I don't think that'd be great anyway.
No,
like,
it would
we've
suck.
Seen that in multiple works of fiction that, like, everybody around you that you know dies.
Well, it's just immortality.
Yeah. It's no good. Nobody wants it.
Nobody wants it.
It'd be better to be immortal until you decided you wanted to die, and then you're just done.
Right. Because eventually, like, the planet's going to blow up. Or, like, what happens if you fly into the sun? You,
what?
Like, vaporize, right?
How are you going to fly into the sun?
I don't know. By the time, like, if you live forever, there's going to be technology that's going to let you fly into the sun.
I don't, well, I mean, we can fly into the sun now, but why would you?
Exactly. Because you want to die. I mean, there's probably an easier way, like just jump on a volcano or whatever. Disintegrate.
What's the craziest way you could commit suicide? Like science fiction-y.
Jump from space. to Earth.
I would say the most agonizing suicide would be the edge of a black hole, because you'd never quite die.
Uh-huh. See, live forever.
Oh, no, though. Mm-mm. Well, you got to get pulled apart atom by atom first. Mm-hmm. So you kind of would die.
Eventually.
Like,
it takes
a while.
Well,
because like your nerves and stuff would like... Yeah, it would take a long time. Like impossibly long because of time dilation.
Right.
Well, actually, it'd take a long time for everybody else. For you, it would just happen.
Mm-hmm.
Time's weird, you guys. I finished reading The Martian.
Mm.
And I tried to recommend it to somebody today, but then I realized, like, I don't know if it's an accessible book for lay people. Mm-hmm. I honestly don't. It might be super accessible, but I understood most of the science things they were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if not understanding would make it a better or worse book.
Mm. So I've been trying to make you watch The Hateful Eight, but you won't watch it.
Why did you skip over The Martian? I was trying to talk about The Martian with you.
Because you're talking about a movie.
Oh, I was talking about a book.
Oh, it's a movie. I thought it was a movie with Matt Damon.
I read the book. There is a movie with Matt Damon. I haven't seen it yet.
Isn't it the same thing?
Apparently the biggest difference between the movie and the book is that in the book, he's actually writing daily logs, like on a computer. And in the movie, they're video logs, because that would be boring if you just wrote them.
That makes more sense.
Yeah, it does make more sense.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like reading reviews on Amazon today of the movie, because I'm not going to spoil it for myself because I already read the book. And like they lifted entire like sections of text from the book and made them into the movie, which I like. I like when they do stuff like that. So I think it'll be a good movie.
So a thing that comes out tomorrow, I was looking on Amazon as well, is the Art of Zendikar book.
Oh, yeah.
Comes out tomorrow.
I don't want that, though.
You don't want it.
No, because the art is all tentacles and hands and limbs.
Well, it's not just Art of Eldrazi. It's the Art of Zendikar.
I know.
Like the whole plane.
But most of the Zendikar art right now is just...
So I think we should look at the book first and see if we want it. Because if you just buy it without...
Are they going to have it in a store somewhere?
In a bookstore.
Are they, though? That's not the kind of thing you stock in a store, I feel
like,
though.
Yeah, well, that's a game store.
Will they?
I don't know.
I really doubt they will.
They have a bunch of books.
What were we going to have them special order for us?
I don't know.
Oh, I remember Tales of Arabian Nights.
Mm.
I still have some Christmas money.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what else to do with it. I was thinking about buying a new Kindle with it. But they're not on sale right now.
Or so. Tales of the Arabian Nights. That'd be a fun game to bring to everybody.
Yeah.
Because you just kind of have to, you make a choice.
What have we done the last week?
I watched Hateful Eight.
Okay, we can talk about Hateful Eight now. I know you wanted to talk about Hateful Eight, so we'll talk about Hateful Eight.
I watched it 1.5 times.
1.5? Did you make it through halfway again?
Yeah.
I think you started like 10 minutes, and then I was like, let's not.
No. I watched it while you were asleep or halfway, and then you woke up and I stopped watching it.
Gotcha.
Because I didn't want you to start watching it halfway through, because that doesn't make sense.
No, I wouldn't want that. You keep trying to get me to watch it, but I have to concentrate on it for like 2 hours and 45 minutes, and I don't.
That's why it's chapters. It's like 6 chapters. You can watch one chapter at a time. It's like a half an hour.
I don't think it was meant to be watched that way, though.
Well,
that's not why Quentin Tarantino made it. He made it to be watching 6 chapters.
Well, we can. I mean, it's...
I just have to find a time. I told you I'll watch it tomorrow. I just have to find a time when I'm willing to sit and stare at a screen for 3 hours.
The real version of the movie that they put out last week,
it
has an intermission in it.
Yeah, there's not one probably in the bootleg version that we
have. No, like the real version, the one that they did, like when they took it around, the
70mm
one.
Oh, yeah, I'm assuming there wasn't an intermission in the theatrical version.
No, because they cut out like 6 minutes of stuff. They played different scenes.
Really?
Like different takes are in the movie of
That's
different
weird.
Versions. Because... He said that some of them don't play as well on a smaller screen.
Takes. Adam was saying that like you have to have, I think it was Adam, maybe it was you, was saying you have to have like the whole screen for a lot of it because so much is going on.
Yeah, which is really
probably
cool.
You that was saying that.
I really enjoyed that movie.
I mix
a lot.
Up my Adams sometimes.
Yeah, there's more than one of us.
There's two of you.
I'm the original.
You're the OG Adam. You are, it's true. You are older, so that makes you...
So there's like 9 people
you're,
in the movie.
You're the first... You're Adam, from whom we got women. From your rib. You're that... Are you that Adam?
No.
Why?
I'm the one who was born in Pennsylvania.
Same one. Same thing.
No, the other one was born in...
Who's
like...
Who's to say the Garden of Eden couldn't be in Pennsylvania?
It's in like the Middle East.
How do you know
or
that?
Or Africa.
It's not real, so how do you know? Maybe it's in Pennsylvania.
Mm-mm. Okay. God didn't live in America until the white people came here.
Oh, you're right. White Jesus was a later thing.
Mm-hmm.
So how about those militia? I'm sorry, they're calling them militia. So this was the thing I saw on the internet today. It was like...
Oh, the Oregon terrorists?
Yeah, there was the thing I saw on the internet that was like, if you're a black group of people with guns, then you're thugs. If you're a brown group of people with guns, then you're terrorists. If you're a white group of people with guns, you're a militia.
Are they all white, those guys?
Yeah, they are. Yep, they're all white Republicans. I think they're considering themselves to be Minutemen, which I don't know if they've played Fallout 4, but that's a whole different objective than the Minutemen have. Minutemen are about helping people, not about taking over. And they think they have this like huge oppressive government, but I don't think they have any understanding of what an oppressive government is.
Isn't like having, like fighting against the government, isn't that terrorism?
No.
No.
Terrorism is like deliberately inciting fear in people to something.
Oh,
something.
So they're not terrorists.
No, they are though.
Oh.
They've like.
Who are they inciting fear into?
I don't know. I don't want to look into it or think about it because pisses me off.
I don't even know what's happening. I just know that there's guys with guns in Oregon.
Yeah, they took over like a military building.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Did they shoot people?
They have guns.
No, but did they shoot people?
I don't know if they shot people.
Oh.
I have no idea.
And they're just like standing in there?
Yeah.
That's weird.
I think they're trying to like revolt, but I don't know where what they plan on. Like, I don't know what they plan on getting or doing. I don't know what the end goal is.
So if anybody knows why these guys are...
Well, I know why it happened.
Oh, okay.
I know why they started it, but I don't know what their end goal is.
Okay, what happened?
What happened was, so there were these farmers. At least this is my understanding of it, because again, I haven't read into it that much. There were these farmers that burned some land near them. It was like native land, and they burned down like grasses that they were calling invasive species. And that's called arson.
Okay.
And so they went to jail for arson.
Okay.
And then they got out of jail, and some other judge decided that they hadn't been in jail for long enough considering the arson that they did, so they gave them more jail time.
After they got out?
Yeah.
Well, they can't do that.
Something like that. They like extended the sentence or something.
Well, that's like double jeopardy though.
It probably works in some way that it actually works. I just don't understand it because I don't know law.
Maybe I'm on the side of these guys with the guns.
No, you're not.
I don't know if I am or not. I don't know the whole story.
You're not.
Okay, I'm not. I'm not.
Thank you.
I don't know.
Thank you.
I'm on no side.
And everybody got really mad, so they took over a government building. I don't know. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know enough. I don't know enough facts to decide which side I'm on.
Please don't be on the side of the gun-toting white Republican men.
I don't know.
I can't let you be on that side.
I don't know.
Just tell me you're on the other side, and we can.
Why can't I just research it before I decide which side I'm on, instead of just saying, "Oh, this is the very outside of the facts." Make a decision based on this very small amount of information that you have.
Fine, you can research it, but agree with me now and then unagree later.
I will say I have not made a decision yet.
No, agree with me.
But I agree
now
that you are allowed to choose a side without having all the facts.
I have enough facts.
Fair enough.
What else can we talk? What else did we do this week? Oh, D&D news. Beep, 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 D&D news. I decided that I hate the module we're about to do, so we're not doing it.
I think you decided that like weeks ago.
Yeah, but I actually made the decision.
Okay.
I just knew I was avoiding it before, but I hadn't quite fully formed why I was avoiding it, and it was really just that I don't like it at all.
Okay.
And I could probably rewrite around it to take out the bits that I don't like. But I don't know if I'm smart enough for that or good enough for that.
You could do? So. You could just say there's a big dragon that's trying to kill everybody, and then you have to kill it or die.
You're not there yet.
Because it's been like 3 weeks since we were supposed to have this meeting.
I know.
And I don't know how long it takes for them to...
longer than that, but...
I mean, is this timed? Is this like a...
I think you have to be like five like levels crunch ahead of you where you are to... To like beat it, at least.
So I think we missed this meeting that we were supposed to go to.
I think that in-game time doesn't pass the same amount as real time, because sometimes we end at the end of a combat and we come back and you've just finished combat, so
yeah.
I feel like real time isn't really not how it works.
I don't know. Sometimes it's like a month.
Yeah.
Because we're like, oh, it's been a month. There was one where we were like,
oh, you
traveling.
Like traveled on a river or something. It was just going to be like boring to be like.
There was a bunch of wagons or whatever.
Like a caravan.
Yeah,
again, that's going to be boring to go through every day of, so we skip some of it, so it's not so boring.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, like, when shit's going down, you can't skip. You can't skip. So now I'm looking for level 7 easy-to-run modules. if any of our listeners have any ideas. So I'm not convinced we have listeners because they don't announce themselves to us. The only one I really know about my sister. Yeah, I have Googled it.
What does it say?
One of the recommendations was another one of the official Wizards ones, but they said that it's hard to run. Like, it's difficult and not for a beginner DM, and I'm a beginner DM.
But they said it's good, but you shouldn't.
But you're not. Yeah, it said, like, it's good, but it's complicated. It's very complex. Okay. You have to keep track of, like, 20 things at once. And I'm not ready for that yet. Maybe someday I will be, but I'm not yet.
Okay.
So I gotta find something else. We might just do a series of like one shots, just to funsies. That's
fun. Like you get teleported to a place, and there's shit going down.
Yeah.
I like the one shot ones, like when you go to like a convention and you play one adventure.
Like a one shot. Yeah, those are fun. You guys already have fully formed characters. You just haven't been doing that much with them yet.
I've been killing a lot of
bad guys. They've just been like combat machines.
Yeah, that's what my guy is.
Yeah, but it's D&D. It's role-playing. Yeah. RPG. It's in the title.
Yeah, I'm role-playing a fighter who kills things.
Yeah. You have fought dungeons and also dragons.
It doesn't say dungeons and pretending like you're somebody else.
Yeah.
It's called Dungeons and Dragons, where you go in dungeons and you kill dragons.
Yeah.
Which we've done.
The dragons aren't always in the dungeons.
We were successful.
You did. You haven't really been in, I don't know, dungeons? Would you call what you've been in dungeons?
I mean, it's like a castle.
There was like the basement of a castle.
And then another castle.
It was like a hatchery. That was kind of a dungeon.
Yeah. Which was like a creepy monster.
Yeah. There's like some eggs that you guys broke. Broke some dinosaur eggs. Dragon eggs. Dinosaur dragon eggs. I went to McDonald's today.
Oh, yeah. Where's your Shopkins?
Oh, my God. I got them.
You have to open them
up. They're ridiculous.
Did you already open it up?
Yeah, I opened it. They weren't blind packaged anyway.
Oh, bullshit.
Well, one of them was. One of them wasn't.
Why didn't you save it to open it up on the podcast?
Because that would have been ridiculous.
But that's what we do, right?
I know. Also, I didn't think of it. So, here's the Shopkins. They are gigantic. Like, huge.
They're almost like 2 inches.
They're like a bucket and
a little shopping bag. That's cute.
I got like a ring. This one wasn't,
let me see it,
like wasn't,
it's a ring.
That one wasn't blind packed.
It'll fit on
you.
My
can
finger.
Scan it to unlock a game in the free McPlay app.
This is the ring that I wear all the time.
No. That one is Rhonda ring. She is common.
So this is series 4,
and in my, I don't know what it is.
These are series McDonald's.
And this is, these are some shoes. Kitty flats. They're little cats. Little cat shoes. And they are rare.
Because they're sparkly.
Yeah. Well, no. There's just, like, extra.
I thought the sparkly ones are rare.
No, sparkly ones are ultra rare. But, well, they were before. These are, like, this is, like, a different, because there's no, like, limited edition ones like there are in the regulars. So they just made it ultra rare to limited. Yeah.
Metallic and butter. Glitter, not
glitter.
Butter.
Yeah, butter. It's butter. I want to see. I haven't even gotten a look at that yet.
Kitty Flats is.
If you haven't been
glittery.
Listening to the podcast for a while, I used to open Shopkins up. They're these little adorable, tiny little toys that look like household goods.
Yeah, the rare ones are glittery, and the ultra rares are metallic.
Oh, okay.
So glittery equals
glittery
rare.
Glittery is rare. So the thing about Shopkins, though, is that like they release different seasons. And season 4 is coming out soon, which is like a different series of dudes. And I'm not that pumped about it, because season 4 has a, like, these hybrid animal things. They're like animals that look like a broom. It's more than that, though. Like, they look like pets, but they also look like a different thing. And I'm really not into that.
I have a question.
Yeah.
So when you go to McDonald's and you get a Happy Meal, what beverage do you get with it?
I got milk.
Milk?
Yeah.
Did you get apple slices?
I did get apple slices. Your other option's Go-Gurt. I went with apple slices.
Go-Gurt is awesome.
So what I've noticed here is that they kind of went sexist with the Shopkins they include in the Happy Meals. They're like, oh, these are girls. They want really girly things. So you'll see the only options they include here are dresses, purses, beauty.
Yeah, it's the girl toys.
Shoes and more jewelry and, like, I don't like it.
What are the boy toys they have?
Right now, Rabbids? Is that a thing?
I don't know.
I think that's a thing. That's what they are. They're like rabbit things. I feel like it's from a video game. I'm not really sure. Yeah, the lady asked, do you want a girl toy or a boy toy? And I wasn't willing to fight with her because she'd already fucked up my order twice. So I was just like, girl.
Uh-huh. I'm a girl. Do I look like a girl? But
I'm more interested in the Shopkins that are like a broom. Uh-huh. Like a mop bucket.
I want one that's a jar of potatoes.
Toilet paper.
Do they have jars of potatoes?
No. Yeah, they have cans of potatoes. I'm putting these in the bucket. Do you know about a jar of potatoes? Ever seen a can of potatoes myself? Yeah, so I'm not going to go back to McDonald's and get these. They're huge.
You know what's good?
They're not like my other sauerkraut. Ew.
They have that in a jar or
you're
a can.
Wrong. Sauerkraut is gross.
Maybe cabbage.
I'm fine with cabbage now. Cabbage and I have come to terms, but I still can't do sauerkraut. Mm-hmm. Probably someday I'll be able to. We made like a slaw that was good, but it didn't have
hummus, all the coleslaw hummus in slaw.
It, so I didn't like that. And I don't like regular coleslaw, but I like that.
Been playing Fallout 4. I'm getting closer to all my trophies, little by little.
I finally came to terms with the fact that it's going to be a while before I play the main quest, so I'm just allowing you to play the main quest in front of me.
You're not doing it.
I don't know why I'm not playing it.
You just don't want to.
Sometimes I just get interested in other stuff. Mm-hmm. Like right now I'm interested in Simpsons Tapped Out.
Yep.
Very important.
I'm interested in my Final Fantasy Record Keeper, which is my favorite game right now.
And I've been reading books. I'm actually reading books. I never read books.
Take a look.
That's my 2016, reading my very Rainbow. Loose 2016 New Year's resolution. It's really just a goal, is to read more books. I haven't like quantified anything. It in any way, like read a book a week or whatever, mm-hmm. but it's just read more books. So right now I'm reading Neil Gaiman's short story compilation, Smoke and Mirrors.
All
right,
this is what we do right now, our top three New Year's resolutions we're going to do this year. Okay. I haven't thought of any yet, so okay. We're going to do this.
Eat less sugar.
Ooh. I was going to say eat more sugar.
You're going to eat more sugar. That's a bad idea.
No, but that's a resolution I probably will not break. Okay. And if I break it, you're supposed to break resolutions, right?
No, you're supposed to make good resolutions.
No, because you always break the ones that you try real hard at.
No, don't make a resolution eat more sugar. Why? That means it's a goal.
But if I break it.
No, you can't reverse psychology yourself.
Why not? I'm doing it. I'm working on it.
Please don't make.
Eat more McDonald's.
You're killing me here. No, how about real ones? Okay. Like actual goals. One of mine is to eat less sugar because we eat a lot of sugar. Mm. So now we're doing sugar-free weekdays. Sugar on the weekends.
Okay, I resolve to build a modern deck and play in at least 2 Grand Prix this year.
You're going to play in 2 Grand Prix? Mm-hmm. We cannot afford to travel to 2 Grand Prix. There's one in Minneapolis. I'm not sure when.
In May?
We're going to Colorado sometime this spring. We can't afford to go to Minneapolis.
Ah, shit.
Yeah. You might have to rethink your GP strategy because we live in the middle of nowhere.
I'll have to look it up. But Minneapolis is the closest one.
That's fine. I mean, we can get lodging. My uncle said we can stay with him.
See, there you go.
But where's your second one going to be?
My second? Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, we can't afford to go anywhere.
I will go to at least one GP this year.
There you go. That's a better option.
And I won't break my resolution. I have to build I found a modern deck that I really like.
It's a modern GP?
I don't know. Oh. I think it is.
You should check it out.
I'm going to do that.
Because I'm not interested in going to a modern GP. I really only want sealed.
Well, you don't have to go with me.
Yeah, I'm going with you. You're not just going to go on vacation and stay with my uncle by yourself. That would be weird.
Oh, this is the last one.
Is it Minneapolis or St. Paul?
I don't know.
Did you put in the 2015? Did you put in the number 2015?
No, it's 2016.
2016.
Okay, here we go. 2016 Grand Prix.
Grand Prix.
All right.
Just Control F Minneapolis.
Okay, I'm looking to see the other ones.
Mexico City, totally realistic. Oakland, let's go
Houston,
that one.
Houston, Detroit.
Washington, maybe don't Houston. Look early in the year because if Minneapolis is in the spring, we're gonna have to go.
Minneapolis
in the fall.
Standard. May 27th to 29th. Yeah, that sounds good.
Can you play competitively in standard though?
Yeah, I just gotta build a standard deck.
Hey boy. Okay.
And it's in May, so it's going to be after Innistrad comes
out. Go to something in like October. Go down to like October and see what's around because we can't afford anything before that.
Indianapolis is in August.
Nope, I said the word October.
Atlanta.
No.
Providence.
You don't want to go to Poland?
Denver,
oh, Denver.
Denver in December.
Oh, but we're going to go to Denver in the spring.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Milwaukee? That wouldn't be that bad.
Milwaukee in December?
Milwaukee's not that far. We could actually go to Milwaukee. It's not that far. It's a drive, but we could drive there.
And that's limited.
Yeah, I would even play that.
Okay.
It's like a 12-hour drive, probably.
Minneapolis and Milwaukee. That's two.
Okay. Let's make the goal one and stretch goal two.
Okay. Stretch goal two.
All right.
And I have to build a modern deck.
That's fine. Is that two resolutions or just one?
Well, that's two.
Build a modern deck and go to 2 GPs?
Yeah, that's all my magic resolutions together.
I had read more books and eat less sugar. You have
go play, play to more magic. GPs.
Play more magic. That's
what that is. Two. Yeah, that's what that is.
Okay, so play more magic. What's your number two, second one then? I can tell you've really thought about this. I'm glad you suggested it as a topic.
No, I didn't think of it.
Yeah, I know.
Because I was like, because I always thought that New Year's resolutions are bullshit.
They are.
Yeah. I was going to say my original top three is canceled because you wouldn't watch a dumb movie.
Well, I'm sorry. You wanted me to choose my top three Hateful Eight. And top I three already told eight. You 2, 6, 5 in that order.
Okay. But that doesn't count.
Yeah, well. another resolution.
All right, you do your top three resolutions and I'll do my top three Hateful Eight.
No. That's not how this works.
I told you my first one and you're like, you can't do that.
Yeah, because it's not... Okay, I'm just assuming your first one is eat less sugar also. And your second one is magic. And your third one has to be something else.
Okay, it's something else. I'm going to...
I'm going to get a job I like.
There you go, that's a good one.
Like either the job I already have, which is only a temporary one, or a different job that I like.
I'm going to quit smoking.
You did that years ago.
I know, and I'm going to keep doing it.
Okay. I'm going to continue to not smoke.
There you go. Problem solved.
Easy. Easy peasy. Oh, I got some mind traps here. We haven't done mind traps.
Yeah, let's do that.
Let me find one. Oh, that's like a number one. Oh, that's dumb. These are dumb.
Oh my God. Just pick one and read it.
Okay. It's a long one. Sid Shady took Shadow up to his study and told his story. I was away on business for the day. I got home about 7 o'clock this evening to see the ex-heavyweight boxer Jordan Tate sliding down a rope outside my house. He saw me and ran off. He must have broken into the house, alarmed my dog, and found his only escape was out the window. My priceless stamp collection is gone. Shadow looked around the study for clues. A magnifying glass and a pair of tweezers lay on the heavy desk. The rope, which was tied around one of the desk legs, let out the window and down the side of the house. Just as Shadow's partner climbed onto the end of the rope, the desk slid away from the wall, revealing one of Shady's priceless stamps. Shadow picked it up and said, "You can't hide this one with the rest of them. You can hide this one with the rest of them. The insurance company won't believe this act. Why not?"
Why would you tie it to the desk if it's just going to move?
It was a heavy desk, but yeah, it moved. So.
But if they just moved the desk...
Yeah, if Jordan Tate, an ex-heavyweight boxer, climbed down the road... and it moved, didn't move, then his partner would have moved it. That's a super easy one.
Damn it, Canada.
I know.
We made really good dinner.
Did it? Oh, today? You made a good dinner? I thought you meant Canada made a good dinner.
I don't know if Canada makes good dinner. They make good Timbits.
They do make
good
Timbits.
Canada does.
Okay. Let's try this one. I was walking along the beach, said Sid Shady, watching my kite soar over the ocean when I came upon this body washed up on shore. I immediately phoned the police. Shadow noted the nearby tracks of a seagull, which led out toward the ocean. The gull must have run across the sand in a takeoff within the last 20 minutes or else the receding high tide would have washed its prints away, said Shadow. When Shadow inquired about the whereabouts of the kite, Shady said that in his excitement he must have let it go. It's probably over the ocean somewhere. It's perfectly calm now, noted Shadow. Yes, the wind suddenly died moments before you arrived, replied Shady. I don't know what you're mixed up in, said Shadow, but your story has a gaping hole. What is it?
I missed part of that story.
The answer, I think, is if it was windy, there would have been waves and the bird's tracks would have been washed. Washed away.
You can run across the sand with it. Oh, the wind blew from the ocean and not the land?
I think, what? No. I think
because he was trying to take off. Towards it.
No.
A seagull, like an airplane, will always take off into the wind. Like we're supposed to know what seagulls
do. We're supposed to just know about seagulls and birds. I mean, I'm a bird. I know about birds.
We live in North Dakota. I mean, there's seagulls here, but why the fuck are they here?
All right, we'll do one more Sid Shady one. Sid Shady repeated a story for the police report. This guy gets in so many high drinks.
I don't know why he's not in jail already.
Yeah, he really should be. I was standing on Main Street watching the people pass by when this ape comes running at me, swinging a pool cue. Ape is in quotes, so you know it's not ape, it's a big dude instead. That's when racist. I started to run. Sergeant Morris saw us running and he grabbed me. This guy chasing me said I hit his manager over the head and robbed the till at the Pink Pool Arcade. It couldn't have been me since I've never even been to the Pink Pool or heard of it before now. I went back to the arcade with the sergeant, and some of the customers said I might be the guy, but they couldn't be certain. After Shadow read the above report, he stated, Mr. Shady is definitely guilty. How could he know?
Let me see it.
Hold on, I'm going to read it real quick.
I know you read it, I just wasn't...
I have no idea what the answer is, so...
Standing on Main Street, watching people pass by, Abe comes from me swinging a pool cue, so I started to run. Sergeant Morris starts running to grab me, a guy chasing... I said I hit his manager over the head and robbed the till at the Pink Pool Arcade.
I have a feeling it's a not at all intuitive answer. Much like the seagull. These people, I tell you. Okay, this is a podcast and you have to talk sometimes. Can you give me a hint?
No, it's bullshit.
Okay, I told you it would be. Oh, can you tell me the answer?
Oh, I don't know it.
Jesus Christ.
No, it says...
You can't just tear it up and then not tell me the
Shady
answer.
Shady said that he went back to the arcade with the sergeant.
Oh.
He would have not used the term back to the arcade if he had not already been there.
I think he might have, though.
Yeah.
Because the sergeant came from the arcade. Yeah.
That's why I ripped it in half.
Yeah, that's a dumb one.
Because it's full on... Full on dumb. Baloney.
Yep.
Never to be seen again.
Yep. It was New Year's.
What oh, yeah, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Didn't we do
Happy
New Year's resolutions?
Year. Yeah, but we didn't actually talk about it. Like,
I resolved to get some better t-shirts.
Yeah? What's wrong with your t-shirts?
I don't know.
Okay. Good.
Oh, and I got one at Christmas.
You did get a good one at Christmas.
I can't wear them often, though, because I go to work in the same one every day.
You gotta work in a different t-shirt.
Well, I mean, yeah. I have four versions of the same t-shirt.
Yeah. I go to work in whatever I want to go to work in, and that's fine for me.
But sometimes you just sit here.
Yeah.
When you go to work.
I'm gonna be in the whole week this week. I'm actually going to work this week.
I know you said
it's very
that.
Very strange.
I'm surprised.
Tomorrow I have, like, 6 meetings. Mm-hmm. It's gross. I don't want to do it.
Oh, my tooth came off.
Yeah, you had a tooth and it just came right off.
Yeah.
You had like a fake tooth. You got a cap.
I was eating a jelly bean. That's not it.
That's not it. And that's okay because you can't eat them right now.
Yeah, well, I was trying to show it to the podcast.
Yeah, good. I'm glad that you did that. You could have pretended that was it. You're like, look at these jelly beans podcast.
Anyway, but I knew you ate the rest of them. They're root beer jelly bellies.
They're real good.
And they're real good. And I was chewing one and it pulled the crown off my tooth.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to the dentist and they put it back on and they said, oh, you need to get a new one.
Yeah. So you're going to need an entirely different one that's going to cost you $500. Sorry.
Yeah, so that happened.
So, you know, and now donate button.
Yeah, there's a donate button on the thing.
There's a donate button on ahapodcast.com. Because
it's like a lot of money to get a tooth fixed.
It is. It's true. Like $500.
I think whoever got me those. I think whoever gave me those jelly beans should pay for it.
Oh, yeah, you think so?
I don't know who did it.
It was me.
Maybe
I'll pay with our money. How's that?
Okay.
So the thing about... teeth is that we have insurance for them, but the $500 is after the insurance.
Yeah,
it's like what, like 3 times that besides without the insurance. So dumb.
Yeah, it's pretty.
Ooh,
dumb.
You want to open up Reddit so we can do it today? I learned.
Oh, today I learned. Yeah. I was just gonna be done because it's already at half an hour.
Well, I mean, we usually go like 40-45 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I know you don't.
Rice does not need to grow in water, but since it can survive, it has done so to control weeds and other pests.
Oh, that's amazing. Really?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, way.
But they always do it in water, and then they got, like, big water. It's got to be easier to
higher
not
yields.
Do it in water.
Because it controls weeds and pests.
Weird.
Rice does not need to grow in water, but it can survive water. All right. The test pilot for the first American jet plane wore a gorilla mask, a derby hat, and a cigar just to mess with other pilots he buzzed.
Oh.
The pilots were then convinced they were crazy for having seen an airplane without a propeller with a monkey at the control.
That'd be terrifying.
Oh, Solitaire. Microsoft Solitaire was developed by a summer intern named Wes Cherry. He received no royalties for his work, despite it being among the most used Windows applications of all time.
You know which Windows I really liked? Which, like, built-in game that they had? That pinball one. That was in, like, Windows XP, I think it was?
I don't know, or Minesweeper.
ME. We had it in ME.
Mine's
I really like that pinball one, though. I want to get that. I don't know if you can just download it or what, but like it was like a space pinball. And I didn't suck that bad at it. Yeah, I'm bad at real pinball.
I can. I like regular pinball because it's really? Like, yeah, there's physics involved.
Oh, I'm super bad at real pinball.
No, I'm bad at it too, but I like it. I like, there's no point in playing like virtual pinball, I think.
I like virtual pinball because I get less mad at it. Because like if the ball like misses the thing at the bottom, I'd be like, oh, they programmed it badly. Instead of like in real life where I'm like, oh, I just suck at this.
They programmed it. Well, pinball is like, I like it because it's almost like a video game, but it's not. Because it has kinetic things happening. Like, it's all physics instead of just like, computers.
I get, like, frustrated with it because there's too much going on at once.
Mm-hmm. You just can't deal. I can't deal.
I can't handle it. I can't handle it.
Oh, no.
What?
A young woman's stomach had to be removed in 2012 after drinking a shot with liquid nitrogen still in it.
What a dummy. Why would you do that?
She's dumb. I'm dumb. I'm gonna drink shots.
Why would she? Where was she? Where is she from?
Wine bar find after woman's stomach removed following liquid nitrogen shot.
Where did this happen?
Lancaster.
PA?
No, in England.
Oh, real Lancaster.
Like, I'm a stomach anymore. I'm just drinking shots.
Shots. I'm drinking shots.
Oh, do you want to hear about Minecraft?
No.
Okay.
I don't care about Minecraft. Once maybe I did, but I don't anymore. It's cool, but I'm not creative enough for Minecraft. Like, you have to really want to make stuff. And I just always only wanted to dig. And I think Terraria is better for just digging.
Yeah, there's a lot of good digging.
Yeah, it's only two-dimensional digging, which is easier. Yeah, what? Huh. You're learning some stuff. Ooh, I see baby giraffes.
Baby giraffes can stand within half an hour. And after only 10 hours can actually run alongside their family.
That's like most like horses and stuff though, isn't it? Like they can stand up almost right away.
Yeah, that's what they do.
Yeah. I'm not that impressed. Sorry, baby giraffes. I'm not that impressed. You gotta do better to impress me.
A linguist in Minnesota spoke only Klingon to his son for the first 3 years of his life as an experiment in language acquisition.
Oh my god, that is the best idea.
I want to see what happened to that kid.
He's probably fine. Honestly, he's probably just a kid. He probably doesn't even know Klingon anymore.
His name is Darmond Spears. What a nerd. Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, that was the adult's name? Like the dad's name? Yeah, okay. Okay. Okay, well, do you have anything else that you want to talk about on the podcast?
The name Annie in the Michael Jackson song Smooth Criminal.
Yep.
Is based on the name of the mannequin commonly used in CPR training.
Mm-hmm.
Trainees are taught to say, Annie, are you okay? To the dummy in order to check that the patient is conscious and responsive.
Yep. You're not allowed to start CPR unless you've already asked them, like, can I help you? Can I help you? I'm going to do CPR on you now, and then you do it. Like, you have to make sure.
Well, it's either it's like rapier.
What?
It's rapier. Because it's rapey if you do it, if you just start messing with them.
Remember when pencils of color, and then also remember when cards of multiple colors, multicolored cards, cards of multiple colors.
I don't remember that.
I thought it was funny. I'm sorry you don't think it was funny. Do we watch anything else? Oh, that Adventure Time episode. What was that about?
Oh, the comet?
Yeah.
I don't know. I wasn't paying as much attention.
If someone who listens to this podcast can please explain what happened in the last episode of the Adventure Time, like, episode season, what, five or six, where a comet happened? I didn't get at all what happened in that episode. It didn't make any sense. I don't know what they were.
Yeah, I don't know either.
You're not engaged with me. You're looking at your computer screen.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah, well, I don't want that to happen.
Well, then you shouldn't have asked me to look up stuff on the internet.
Well, I didn't ask you to keep looking at stuff on the internet. I'm still looking it up. Well, don't! Come over here and look at me. I'm looking at your podcast. Give me any parting thoughts?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to build a modern deck.
I know.
I'm going to play magic.
Mm-hmm. You just pushed, emphatic pushing up glasses like a nerd.
You're a nerd.
I know. You're also a nerd, though. That's passive, cool agreement.
You are correct.
Yeah,
well. I'm really tired. I'm sorry.
Why are you tired?
Because I just ate a big bowl of food and I hadn't eaten for you like 8 hours.
And it was good.
And I'm like digesting it and now I'm all like loopy.
Yeah. Let's turn off the podcast and go play more Fallout.
I was going to just go to like lay in bed and read.
Oh.
If that's okay.
I thought you were going to play more Fallout.
No, but I already shut the PlayStation down.
Why is the TV still on then?
Because I didn't turn it off.
Why is that? Why would that be?
Because I didn't turn it off.
Oh, that's very interesting.
That's
an interesting thing that you said.
That is the truth. Well, and I'm gonna go brush my teeth that are all in my face.
Yep.
And I'm
except
gonna...
Oh, no, they are all in your face, except one's kind of only part.
It's on the edge.
It's like super glued in.
It's on the edge of my face.
Super glued. Did they super glue it? Did they use crazy glue?
Yeah.
Is that how they got it back in?
It was cement.
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 I think they use that word a little loosely in the dental industry. Because I don't think it's the same stuff that they use to pour sidewalks.
Yeah. Cement.
I think it's a different thing.
Cement. I just like saying it like that.
I think it's a different thing than what they put on the sidewalks, though.
You're probably correct.
Okay.
All right. Good night, everyone, and good luck.
No, that's not how we end this podcast.
How do we end it?
Later, taters.
It's the end of the podcast. We ran out of stuff to talk about. It's the end of the podcast. Okay, bye.